We're up to Sif Yud Daled. We're starting a new inyan tonight. A new topic about Amana. But before we do so, I just want to revisit. We ended off last year with a shaila. If you could be masna mashakos of the Torah, could you make a tnai with the loiva that even though the Torah says I can't come into your house to be mamashkin you, but you'd be mavata. Well, this is the deal d'ava. I'll make it a d'ava, but tnai is that I have a right to be mashkin you b'alkarka whenever I want. That was the shaila. And we brought chakiris and achreinim. We brought a couple of achreinim. At the end of the day, the achreinim were masupik. Mayani achachman was masupik. What to do? Pesachim Sharim was masupik. At the end, he saw that it's taka also because it's a dvar is. It's not a davar shabam moment, and you can't do it. We in turn, we brought a riaz that in Sif Yud Gimel says midaitei masal amalva, that if you give it midas b'shasta hava it's muta. And we brought the riaz. Riaz says the reason why it's muta to give b'shasta hava. It means we're arguing with the Rambam. The Rambam holds it's also to do b'shas hava, but we hold it's mut. The reason is because he's doing it miritzainai, and it's davar shebem moment, v'tanai kaim. Of course, he has a right to do it. It's like masa mashkasa b'tari, v'davar shebem moment. So we brought a right from there is that you see from the riyaz that these things, say the issa almona, and say the issa of entering a guy's house, and say the issa of klei eichel nefesh, all these things are considered davar shebem moment, and if you masna mashkasa b'tari, tanai kaim, like all davar shebem moment. So Meila, we said, look, the Achreinu have a Chakir, very nice, but Maisa, now we have Rishayna. Truth be told, Baruch Hashem, Nebuchadnezzar's Chesed, this week, they found a Rayad Rama. The Yad Rama is in Baba Basa, Kuf Samech Tesa Med Aleph, Ois Pei Tes. It's a very long Ois, but in the Divri HaMaschel Nimtzas, Toich Dvarov, he mamish says, like the Pesach Shorim, he says it doesn't work to make it tonight. Also lay, I'm going to read over the lashon. Also lay lemeal ulamashkuna. You have no right to enter his house and take a mashkin from him. Ve'af agav the kabul alay nitva meikara. Even though the nitva, the loiva accepted it lechatchila that you could do so. Ve'konamine, and he made a kinyan that you have a right to do so. Still loy mishtabed lahachi delav mamoino. It's not considered mamin. Delani beikinyan el isuruhu. It's considered an issa. Ve'rachmana kapar alay. Rachmana is kapar alay. And you can't make it tonight. So it's Mufusha, Yad Rama, that Lechayra holds like them. Not Lechayra, it's Mufusha like them, that it doesn't work, that tonight doesn't work. At least B'negei to the Issa of entering the guy's house, Baal Korchei, to take a mashkin. All right, so now we have a Machlekes Rishonim between the Riyaz on the one hand and the Yad Rama on the other. I wouldn't want to say that the Yad Rama is punk going like the Rambam. Rambam is the Shitas Yochid. Like the Rambam, we know that if you can't give it midaita b'shas talva, you can't give him permission to enter your house, or give klei eichel nefesh midaita, and almana can't do it midaita, then of course you see it's not a davar shebem moment and that doesn't work. That we said. But our whole entertaining to argue would be is because we hold like the other Rishonim, the way we pass in Sif Yud Gimel, that midaita works. B'doichik, you could say the Yad Rama goes like the Rambam. We have no right either way, which way the Yad Rama holds. And Yad Rama holds like the Shitas HaRambam, that holds midaita is awesome. Then it's an issa, not a davar shebem moment. It's a doichik. It's a maisa. The Rambam is the Shitas Yochid. I got this on Erech HaShulchan. It's for a different cheshon. I think it's different cut and base. He has a different cheshon why he wants to prove that the Yad Rama has to hold like the Shitas HaRambam. Okay, if his elchach is not so mukherch, if you say like that, then we can get out of the Yad Rama. But Kipshutai Pashas read Yad Rama goes like all the Rav Rishonim that hold Midaito is Mutter. Nevertheless, you can't make it tonight. Okay, fine. So now we have a Machlekes Rishonim, Yad Rama, and the Riyaz. But Lina the later tonight, hopefully, we'll get to a Raif and Lechayra, Ben Yenis and Milanil, like the Riyaz, that a Tanai would work. It is considered a davar shebem moment. Okay, but we'll have to see. Let's start. Sif Yud Daled. What we're focusing tonight in Sif Yud Daled is, at least the first half of the Sif, is about the lav in the Torah of Loisachbo Beged Almana. You're now let her take a Beged Almana. You're now let her be chayva. Means even if you have a Shliach Bezin, and even if you're outside the house, so you don't have the other Isurim of Loisachbo Beisai, still you're not allowed to take a beged from an almana. No, it only talks about almana. It's this love is miuchid by an almana. We'll see. Almana might have a greater, broad definition. What's an almana? About get to it. Let's start the mechaba. Almana, sif yedala. Almana, bein shehi aniya, Bein shehi ashira ein memashkin and oisa shaloi bishas hava. He sticks in shaloi bishas hava again to teach you that bishas hava you're allowed to do it, not like the Rambam. We go not like the Rambam, just like we did in Sifri Gimel. But the Maccabi says, Bain Shihi Aniya, Bain Shihi Ashir, you're now let her take it. Vafilu Shliak Bezin is now let her take it. That's the love of Lesakba Begad Amona. You now let her do it. Now, what's the significance, Bain Shihi Aniya, Bain Shihi Ashira? It's because really the Maccabi is Tanoim. We hold the Tanakh, the Chachamim hold Bain Shihi Aniya, Bain Shihi Ashir, the Pazik Zad Amona, it means all Amonis. There's a Shitas Reb Shimon, who's the Ashinan Taim of the Kra. And Reb Shimon says the following. What's the reason why the Torah asked you to take a beged from Amana? Is because you're going to take a beged as a mashkin, you have a chiv hashavas of it, you're going to have to give back the beged to her whenever she needs it. Let's say it's a beged shol yoyim. So every morning, you're going to have to go to a house and give it back to mashkin. And every night, you're going to have to go to a house and take back the mashkin. It's going to go back and forth, because every time she needs it, you have to give it back to her. Shaila, if you have to go to her, she has to come to you, but we'll get to that maybe a different time. But b'yisoid, you can have this ongoing relationship between the malva and this almana who's a loiva, and therefore it's going to be a chshad, a mighty shema b'shchinoseh, her, all her neighbors are going to start talking about that she must be having some type of relationship with this malva, because he's constantly, frequently coming to her house. So who says a man? The Achronim Taka discussed that Loit Reb Shimon's time could be if the Malva is a woman, it might be Mutta. Okay, good.
Might lead to a
Shirach. Yeah, but it also will lead to a Kshad, and therefore we now let it do it. Good. So Reb Shimon holds. Now, if that's the case, Reb Shimon, since the time of the cross is only because of Hashavas HaAvot, Reb Shimon, Bamed, we're talking about is Aniyah. Someone who's poor, that you have a chiv hashavas ha'avod for. But someone who's an ashira, if she's wealthy, she doesn't need this baggage, she has 1,000 other begadim, there's no chiv hashavas ha'avod to someone who's an ashir. So mamela, the whole shash doesn't start, it will never be a haitzah shemra. And mamela, you are allowed to take a mashkin from an almana who's an ashira. That's because Reb Shimon is dashin in time of the Kra. But we who paskin like the Chachamim don't dashin in time of the Kra. And Mamela, that's what the Mechaba paskin is. Amana ben Shiania ben Shiashira. The reason why I mentioned this Reb Shimon is because you're going to see as we go along the Shach Taz, it's very important to know Reb Shimon, to know from Reb Shimon what we, the Chachamim, hold.
Why aren't we concerned about the man? The
loiva
is a man.
The loiva, if the loiva would be a man, there's no problem. We're talking about if the
malva was a woman and the loiva was a man.
Oh, if the malva would be a woman and the loiva would be a man.
No. Talk about what we were discussing up until this point.
Till now, we're talking about normal situations,
yes.
Right? Let's say a man.
We didn't make a distinction whether he was a nani or he wasn't a nani.
Well, for many of the halachas, we did. That is a chiv, hashavas avid is a chiv. For leisavel beisa taka, there's no chilik. But for some, like siyala kenosha, we made a chilik. For some, isurim na'ar chilukim, for some not. But over here, that's a machlek, is a chachamim and Reb Shimon. Now, look in the sma, sivkot and chav beis, almana ben shi'ania, why? Shenema leisakbo beged almana. And therefore, it's also even for Shliach Bezdin to do it. Why? Because Mashman Dafilu might the Mutta Lachbo Bacher, the Hain Ayde Shliach Bezdin, even by somebody else. Where it would be Mutta to do, which is Ayde Shliach Bezdin, here by an Amana, it's also Gabi Amana. That's what the Chiddush HaKra is. Vafilu hi Ashir, Zak Tesman Nocha Nakuda, Kevan Shihi, Toshash Koyach Kiderech Hanoshim. She can't fend for herself, and Amana cannot fend for herself, even if she's wealthy. V'naket Amana, why does it say Achapan Amana? She'ein lo oize v'seimek, she has no one to support her, no one to help her. Loi mi'isha, not from her husband. V'loi mi'aviya, and not from her father. She'kvar yotzos ha'mishusay, because she's out of her father's rishos. So therefore, Achapan Amana as a dogma. Memeil zokt esma gevaldik echidish, that this love is not limited only to an amana. Hu adin grusha, if an grusha who also doesn't have a husband or a father to fend for her, Ulafuke besula she b'shusavia. It's only coming lafuke b'shusav if a girl is still in the house. So then she has a father to take care of her. So then you're allowed to take a mashkin from her. But you should know a mother's lav dafka mana. Grizik a chiddush. Even a grusha, any lady who is single and doesn't have a husband or a father to fend for her is going to be b'chlal this issa. Shteit in the Torah mana and shteit in the smal lav dafka means even a grusha. B'chlal the chiddush. A yasam is nothing to do with the amana. A yasam is a man, is a boy.
No, but he's
but that's for other yisum lisanim, for other yisum. But for over here it says amana, and we learn out lav dafka amana who did any woman like an amana, who did any woman who is without a husband and without a father to help her. That's the chiddush of the sma. Comes along the shach, look at the shach of Kana Aleph and blast the sma. Cause asma who had in grusha, but tzarechin. It can't be. Da machrichim ha'amana l'shalim. Rak, of course, we don't see any other heter, so to speak, any other chemla that the Torah has for an amana. Avada, we forced the amana to pay up her chayv. Just because she's amana doesn't give her a right not to pay up her chayv. Aye, she's nebuchul alone, known to fend for. It's tough. If she borrowed, she has to pay up. It's rak b'negeh to this din, she'ein mashkin anoysa. The Torah says you can't take a mashkin, but to force her to pay, avada, you could force her to pay. If the smah would be right, it's a kilo like she's known to help her, then you should let her off the hook and not let her pay either, not force her to pay. Elamai, that's not pshat. V'akocha chatam, so what is the reason why the Torah is singled out on mana? Sh'loi letzair ha'am mana. The reason why the Torah asked is not to be metzair on mana. Sheliba shavur, she has a broken heart, v'dayeg, and she's worried. And the high time of l'shayek begrusha, and such a time is not shayek begrusha. So it comes along the shach and says a different pshat in the Torah. He looked like we're not there. She didn't time with the girl, but a time of the Torah. Why we can know that it's limited to amana is because liba shava v'dayeg. Where's the shach coming from? He doesn't tell you, but mehemes he's coming from a chinuch. The chinuch in Tavkov Tzadi Aleph says mamish mila b'mila the shach. And I'll say over the word shenerachim al amana sheliba shavur. V'dayeg, and he continues, what's the dayeg? V'dayeg shaloi l'mashkana. Even before you take her mashkin, she's nervous that you're going to come in and force by force and take her mashkin. So she's always scared of that. So the Torah to allow her to sleep at night, the Torah says you're now allowed to take her mashkin from her, so now she won't worry. She knows that you're never going to take her mashkin from her. Because she knows that there's an nitzav hamava to take a mashkin from an almana. It's shaliba shava, she's broken heart, she's more sensitive. V'dayeg, and she's nervous that you're going to come take a mashkin from a sadeh for the Torah asked to take a mashkin.
Yes, that's the classical story with Elisha, which she came to Elisha and she was worried about the taking her children away as a mashkin.
Okay. Okay, fine. I hear. Very nice. And this svara grad is also in the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Rabbeinu Bechaya over here in Perk in Dvarim Perk of Dalu Pasuk Yizayin, he says a very similar lefisha dim asam mitzuyo v'nafsha shveila, and like you see by the lav amon of yasam leisanun. So you see that she's a shuffle. So that svara zaktashach is only applicable by an amana. It's not applicable by a grusha or by a pnuya or by a single girl. It's not applicable. It's only applicable by amana because she's nebuch. Broken-hearted and more nervous. All right, as Isaac Teshach. So, come to Islay Teshach, we paskin, I mean, like Teshach, that is, it's limited to an amana. However, the din of amana, I should point out, the Minchas Chinuch points out over there on Tavkav Tzadi Aleph, Sivkan Beis, that it's lav dafka an amana min anasun, even amana min erisin. Any amana, like Teshach, if it's limited to an amana, but good, but any amana is b'chal de issa, even amana min erisin. And l'chayru hu ha'din, if she first became an amana, after the loan was advanced. Reuven lent her money when she borrowed the money, she was married at the time. And then that book, she became a widow. Now, to take a mashkin from her, you're now allowed. Because right now is liba shava, right now she's an amana, and you now let her go, l'isakbo begging her money, and now let take amana from her. That's mavu like that in the Mayone HaChokmah. I think it's Pasha, but a man who cooks a mavul like that in Bava Matzia, Kuf Tez Vav Aleph, he's Pei Zayin, that yes, that even if at the time of the Avos she was not Amana, but at the time of the Mashkin she is Amana, you're going to have the lav of not taking something from her. So that's what the Shach says.
Now, what happens if you already had the Mashkin before she became Amana?
Now, Lecher, that should be fine because you already have a Kinyan in it. Once you have a Kinyan, then, like we said, then you can't be over the Yisurim again. That's it. Now it's yours. It belongs to you. Because Shach continues with a raya. How do I know I'm right, Dr. Shach? I'll bring you a raya from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Palig, Ashira, Afila Amana Mamashkinin. Reb Shimon argues and holds that Amana, even if she's wealthy, even by an Amana, as long as she's wealthy, you're allowed to be a mashkin. He limits Issa only to Aniya. So we who argue and hold even Ashira is also, that's good, that it's only up to Ashir, but still by an Amada, but by Yeshlaimah, the Begrusha, but by a Grusha, I feel a Tanakama would be made later to Reb Shimon, that if it will be a Grusha, then Avada, there's no Issa. Reb Shimon holds there's no Issa even by Ashira. We argue, fine, so we argue that even by Ashira there is an Issa, but to extend to say we argue on Reb Shimon Azayvait, that even by a Grusha should be an Issa, that's not mentioned anywhere. So Mameila, not to make the Machlek is any bigger than it is, Mameila Avada by a Grusha would be made that you're allowed to take, just like Reb Shimon holds by an Ashira Almana. Hazei Zak Teshach. The $1 million cash on the Shach is that Lecher has no verta. We would hold and be moided to Reb Shimon, but that means Reb Shimon would also hold, obviously, that the whole anok is that Reb Shimon would hold that a grusha would be mutter, and we who argue wouldn't argue as they fight.
That was the point of
Isma. It doesn't make any sense. What would Reb Shimon hold? You have a grusha, who never, you're going to take her mashkin, and every morning and every night you're going to have to revisit her house, take it and pick it up, and return to pick it up. Avad, you're going to have the same shame, Rabbi Shechenu Ezeh. So fakert, loy Reb Shimon is a dove of poshet that even a grusha would be bechlal the issa, kapshutai. And we argue by Ashira to hold that even Ashira is bechlal the issa. Good. So we hold even more than Reb Shimon. So lechayr koshek, we should hold that even by a grusha there should be an issa. The Shach Mamish Punk forget. He has that like Reb Shimon it should be mutter by a grusha, and we who argue would be mutter by a grusha. Meichet Eisei, what I say, but Abin, lechayr Reb Shimon would argue, Reb Shimon would hold that even a grusha should be asa.
Maybe his reason is because she's a late shower, and that was the thrust of his argument, no?
That was the thrust of the Shach's argument. But how do we? The Shach's now bringing a raya to his point. So if the Shach have a raya, because we would be moided to Reb Shimon. We only argue Reb Shimon by a shir. We don't argue Reb Shimon by a grusha. So must we were moided to Reb Shimon. We even moided to Reb Shimon. Shimon also would hold that it's also by a grusha for his time. That's a chere pella. So I saw a tumim. The tumim is mashma over here. I don't know. Maybe like what you're saying. Maybe it's all goodbye to the Shach. Sorry.
Reb Shimon argues
that. What? Shimon doesn't mention anything, but lechay like Reb Shimon Tzvar, Reb Shimon should hold a grusha's asa, because if your tzvar is be mighty shem Rabbi Shchein Nasel, even by grusha pass that tzvar. Every day I'm going to pick it up, every day I'm going to return it, so I have a problem.
That's also when she was almana before. When she becomes almana afterwards, we also have the shush.
Right, when she becomes an almana before the mashkin, but after the halva.
She becomes afterwards.
Not after the mashkin, after the halva, before the mashkin. But if she if I took the mashkin beheta and then she comes almana, I have no problem.
You have a shash, they'll be back and forth every day.
I don't have that. While she's in nature's Israel, I have a right to take the mashkin.
But then, no, my sin, are you going back and forth every day?
Right now, when? Right now. I know, but what should I do now? But when I took a beheta, and I have a kinyan, so now I don't have a nissa. Now I shouldn't return to Hashavah's Ovid. That's a different chiva I have. I've had to have a mitzvah. They were never mapki that mitzvah. I still have a mitzvah to Hashavah's Ovid.
And every day when you take it back, you know.
Once I have a kinyan in it, I don't have a now to take it back, Lachaira. Once I have it, like we discussed, we'll be able to get to the other term. Once I have a kinyan, I took a beheta, then I have a right to keep on going and going, Lachaira. I saw the tomb in the Mashman, Sivkon Ches, that somehow this din of Reb Shimon, Messiah Shem Rabbi Shechenu Yisrael, is only by an amana which is liba shavur, because be'etzim, who cares about the Shem Rabbi Shechenu Yisrael? It's only Nebuch and Amana who's heartbroken, she's going to be sensitive to the Shem Ra. That's how he touches up Reb Shimon. So like that, then yes, and I don't know what's his echer, but then yes, then it will come out that by a grusha, Reb Shimon would be maida, because a grusha who's strong doesn't have a libu shava, so mamela she wouldn't care about the shame, right? So Rabbi Shimon would hold avada by a grusha, there wouldn't be an esa, and we would be made to Rabbi Shimon by a grusha.
You're not right, because he says by a shir, it's only because she doesn't, she has plenty of blankets.
Right, you don't have to give it back,
that's
right?
That's a swara, because you don't have to give it back.
I know, but because if she didn't, I would have a problem, because even an amana ashira is libu shava. Like the negate lava lizanon avada, but by a grusha where her lave is not shavur, then even Reb Shimon would be mighty allowed to take because it's only a sensitivity for an amana. I don't know. Pashtas, there is two separate things. An economics, I will be shvei on the shak. Then I'll be shvei on the shak. I'm just saying that if the shak held like this tumim, then the shak makes sense. Otherwise, the shak is merafs and igra. I found Baruch Hashem a sefer called Pri Adama in Chelik Beis. He has on the Rambam in Milva Perik Gimel Alocha Beis. He asked this kash on the shak, and his pshat on the shak is the following. He says, "What would Reb Shimon hold by a grusha who's an ashira?" By a grusha and ashir, Rabbi Shimon would hold that there wouldn't be any issa, just like by namona ashir, there's no issa, because I wouldn't have to keep on giving it back, that there's no hashavas of it. So that's what the shak means. M'ken yesh leimet de begrusha ashira, I feel a tana kama would be meidelei to Rabbi Shimon, that there's no issa, because they only argue by an amona ashira, and they don't mention anywhere that they're arguing by a grusha ashira. And once they're moided to a grusha ashira, then l'chayr loyte tanakama, there's no nafkamin between ashira and aniya, because tanakama never had that chilek. So to the extent you see from Reb Shimon that by a grusha ashira there's no issa, and tanakama is moided to that, so then the tanakama must hold even by aniya, there's no issa. I don't know, because I would say faket. To the extent you see Reb Shimon by Aniyah, there is an Issa, and the Tanakama doesn't argue, so the Tanakama holds there is an Issa by Aniyah, and they're not Mechalik. So say that even by Ashira there's an Issa. I don't know why he went this way, not that way. I know, Lechard Shach Smravsa Negra. Okay, but that, nonetheless, that is a Shach Shita, that Amana is Dafka, and he argues with the Sma. Comes along a Taz, this is a three way Machlik, as Rabbi say. The Taz has a Nupshat. Amana. Zak the Taz, who adin kol punuya, every single woman, grusha ubasula, even a basula, not like the Sma, he's the other extreme. Every single lady, elashadiba akasa bohiva shederach amana liyos balas masa umatin vein zemidakin shab basulis. So therefore, really, the Torah is telling you, amana really is another, just a keyword to say any single woman. Just why a chatz on amana? Because who else is going to be doing business? An amana has to do business. A single girl doesn't do business. A 15-year-old is not doing business. So it's dafka, that's why the chatz on amana. But you want to know the issa? The issa is every single woman. V'yeshli haychacha, and I have a raya to this, Dr. Taz, mimasnisin da'amakabo. Watch this raya. Amana bein shi'aniya bein shi'ashir eim mamashkenoisa. That's a tanakama. Comes along Rabbi Shimon Oimeno ashir mamashkenoisa aniya ein mamashkenoisa. Mepnei shato chayiv la'agzulov ata mesia shem Rabbi Shchenosel. Pirishos nus. Now going to say, oh, she's being mezana with the marva. Vimkein loit Rabbi Shimon svara. Who are we going on? Dafka Amana? No, kol pnuya bechlal. Any single lady, you're going to have the same ksha shemra. Sai Amana, sai grusha, sai pnuya, sai besula. It doesn't make a difference. Sai if she's in her father's house, not. You're going to have this problem. Every single woman is going to have the ksha. So Rabbi Shimon certainly holds, certainly late to Taz, that there's an issa even by a pnuya. Oh, so kum tais in Cain, kishataima le tanakama, dafka amana lechud. If you would want to say like the shak, that the tanakama only answers only by an amana, then dafka by amana lechud yesh, so then yesh kam beis pluktis, usvar is afukis. It's going to come out mamish a hepech mizel lazet. Because according to the tanakama, he is machmir by an isha ashira, by a wealthy woman that tanakama asks. And he's going to be meko by a grusho basula. And by the Rabbi Shimon is going to be faket, like Rabbi Shimon and Ashir is going to be moto, and by Grusha and Bezul is going to be also. It's going to be his svaris hafuchas.
Why Ashir by Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Shimon holds Ashir is. There's no znus because I don't have to return her out of it. Right. So, Balei Rav Shimon, all women, all single women is a problem, but not Ashira. And later Tana Kama, all Almanas, even Ashira is a problem, but not single women. So it's going to be a mamish machloikis hepak lepak. It's two machloikis in and afuchim, and it's going to come out. And that's not the mashma like that. It's mashma of my season lo sheninu rak plukta achas. Is the charaya zokrab the taz yeshli aichacha from the mishnah that avada since Rabbi Shimon avada asas all single women, not like the mashma is in the shakud. And the Tanakama doesn't argue, must be the Tanakama also asks all single women. As they talk to the Taz, Gvaldik Taz. The truth be told, so now we have a three-way makhlek. Smaho is like a middle gedda, Amana, who had in Grusha, but not a Basula. Shach holds only Amana, and the Taz holds the other extreme. The Taz holds all single women. Amana, Grusha, Basul, doesn't make a difference. All single women. If she's a nation, it's not. But all single women, we have the Shach.
Basul living in her parents' home. What difference make to the Haitians each?
I don't know. She's maybe fooling around. I don't know. I don't know. Her parents were home at the time when I picked up the Mashkin Adin. I don't know what she's doing.
Smile's not saying else. No, it's Smile saying else because there's not somebody to fend for her.
Right, but correct. I agree with you. But the Taz who's sparring from the Tam Reb Shimon comes out with that chashman. So like the Taz, it comes out to all women, even Basul. That was his chashman. Like the Taz, the chashman. Okay, now, how do we paskin Rabbi? So we have a 3 o'clock. So really, there's no hachra to this. But if you look in the Rishonim, if you can make these diyukim, the Rishonim, if you look in the Tshuvas Harashba, Chelik Beis Reishon and Vav, when he quotes over these dinim, he says, Vezel Lashonai. The masha hutar be ish, which means you're allowed to take a mashkin bechutz from a ish, nesar be isha is also to do for an isha. Now, if the shach was right that it's limited to almana, it's not true. By nisha, it's also mutar. It's just nesar by an almana. Why is it nesar be isha for? Sounds like from the Rashba that all women have an isha, just like the Taz. L'chaya, that's a shtick of a baya. Because if you take this diik all the way, it would be mash even eshazish, and l'chaya even the taz is moida. There are poiskim who want to say, there's a piskei sharim who wants to suggest that even by an eshaz ish, you'll have a problem. Why? Because if the husband's not around, the husband went away on a business trip, you also have moiti shem rabbi shchein oisehel. So you can have the kshash even by an eshaz ish. Okay, but even if not, it's still, since it's applicable to every single woman, so you can't have a tain on the rashba's loshen. Masha hutabish nesabisha. Which isha? Single isha. He came to say ba'amon, no, because it's all single women. I don't know if that's such a problem. The Ma'ase says the Sefer Trumas has a similar diik, and he says it like 3 or 4 times. If you look in Shar Aleph Chelek Dalid, Sif Aleph, he says like this. I'll start saying over some of the lashon. Hani mili by Eloi v'zacha. Aval amana shalafsa, af l'shliak bezin asa. Why? Dishari l'shar loy v'zacha. The legara means zacha, but by a zacha, it keeps on going by a zacha. By a zacha, it's akilu, there's a hevda between a zacha and an akeva. By a zacha is when it's muta, but by an isha, it's going to be yasa. It sounds like also it's talking about all women.
Even though he says
almana. Because that's the lav. The lav of almana, he says, is even b'chutz, because what was muta by a zacha is asa by an isha. So that, again, he does it a few times. You see that it sounds like the issue is across the board. Nacharaya, there's a Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam. Pirush Mishnayis LaRambam over there, at the end of Perek Tes, is Darshinan L'chayr time of the Kral, like the Chachamim. I don't know why he does it, and the Achrin don't know why he does it, but I'll just, the Rambam says like this, Reb Shimon holds his Dafkani and not a Shia, because it's Moti Shem Reb Shechein Ezeh. And by an Ashira, you don't have to give back the Ovid. So the Rambam, we paskin like the Chacham, that's even Ashira. And you know why it's Asa? The reason why it's Asa is because even though there's no Chiv HaShavis HaOvid, but still the Loiva Amana is going to be knocking on the Malva's door to try to redeem Hamashkin. She's going to be pagering him. I want back my mashkin. I'm desperate. I need it. I want it. So she's going to constantly be going back and redeeming the mashkin, asking him to push it. She needs it today. Give it back for me today. I'll give it back to you tonight. So even if it's not Midei Shabbos b'Shabbat, midei, actually every erev avoika, every single morning and night, al sechila Shabbos avod, but she's still going to be having this relationship with him, constantly coming to his house to try to redeem her mashkin. Memela, even without a hashavas avod, you have the chash. Memela, that's where Tanakama holds. It's also even by a nashira. I said, Dr. Pesha Mishnais. It's not the Pesha Mishnais. It's not Shina Tam the crowd like the Chachamim. But if that's true, like this Pesha Mishnais, then it should come out that you don't even have to say from Reb Shimon Nishma the Rabbanan. It's a direct rife. It's a direct hit from the Rabbanan. If the Tam the Rabbanan is because Vaita the same Kshash, Maiti Shema B'Shchein Nesel, that Kshash you have not only by an Amana, that Kshash you have by an Amana, by a Grusha, by a Basula, by everyone. You have that Kshash. My male, it's going to be also by everyone.
Maybe a Basula a little less.
Why?
She has a father.
And if she's not living at home, and if she's living at home, and we could done different ages, she's b'shusavi, and the father's mamish, you know, takes control of her, and apachop is like a husband is to a wife. It's not so posh. So leva l'chay, like the Pesha Mishnayis should come out like that anyway. Only thing is that I'm reluctant to bring any rife in the Pesha Mishnayis is because the Rambam l'shitasei holds that it's even asa midaita b'shasta hova. And the Pais can even say the Shita already the Rashba is mashing like that in the Rambam and the Makom Shmuel and Simon Lame Bey says it like that. That where's the Rambam coming from? It's because Lloyd his Tam that we're afraid of this relationship Meitishanra. So it doesn't make a difference. B'shast, it doesn't make a difference anytime. There's going to be this relationship, even B'shast Alva, even Midaita. If she's going to have to constantly go back to him to redeem her mashkin, you're going to have a Meitishanra. So therefore, it's not up to her to waive this Issa. But we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass in Sifya Gimel and here even Sifya Dalad is Medag Dafka Shalom B'Shasavah, but it would be B'Shasavah's Mutah. So we don't have L'Chayr the Tam of the Rambam, because if we had its Tam, it would even be also Midaita B'Shasavah. So I'm reluctant to bring any Rai from his Tam, but at least like the Rambam, it should come out, yes, that it should be also even by all women, all single women.
I don't know what the Rambam says about all the other Yisroel Moshe that we had.
It's all the other Yisroel. What happens over there, I don't know. But at least for Begir Alman, that's what they say. Huh?
Split the
time among. I don't know what the, you have to make up other time over there. I don't know. All right. At the end of the day, the Tumim in Sifkot and Ches and Orach HaShukhan and Sif Yedale Paskins like the Shach, that's Dafka Amona, and you can't be Moisef Chulila to what the Torah says. The Torah says only Amona, you can't be Safila Kutsu Shayod. Mamish, the Tumim is vehement. Mamish, he gives a whole Musa Drosha that you can't do this, you can't change the Torah, and that's Dafka Amona. And so La Locha the Paiskan Paskan Dafka Amana. Leave me night for Ishteko, because here you have the Mashmois, like I said, Chuvah Zarashman, the Sefer Chumas, like the Taz. If it was up to me, I would be Machmir, like these Rishonim, that is even all single women. Okay. Tachashukhan and the Tumim Paskan, like the Shach. Okay. If you go to Agav, I just want to hold cup. The Taz's Cheshbin, if you give me a minute, the Taz's Cheshbin is a shtick of Mechud, a shtick of Cheshbin. Since Reb Shimon's Tam applies even to Grush and Besula, and the Chachamim don't argue, must be that the Chachamim also hold it even by Grush and Besula. Because we only find one Machlekes in the Mishnah, not two. Right? So me is Rabbi Samen, make a simple Cheshbin. If this would be true, let me make a simple Cheshbin. Like Reb Shimon, if you go to an Amona, after the Shas Halva, and you ask her nicely, can I have an amashkin? And she gives it to you, midaita. Would it be mutter or asa? It should be asa, because later on in Sifta Zayin is mavua, that even if someone gives you a mashkin, midaitoi, after the Halva, you still have a chiva shavas of it. So if you make this cheshbon, like Reb Shimon's Tam, it should come out, that midas, even after the Shas Halva, even midas, is going to be asa, because you have a chiva shavas of it, and you're going to have a problem with Reb Shimon, Maitzi Shem Reb Shechein Haseh. And Lidi Dan, how do we paskin? We paskin, L'chayra Shaloi B'Shas Tahava, midaita, it's going to be mutta. Just like the Mechaba paskin in Sif Yud Gimel, B'Negeta Kleyachon Efesh. And like all the Rishonim say, Sai Kleyachon Efesh, Sai Almanda, doesn't make a difference. If it's midas, it's mutta. Sai B'Shas Tahava, Sai Shaloi B'Shas Tahava. So let me ask you a question. I have the same question that tells. How you talking? The Mishnah only has one machlekes, and I found another machlekes. If you do something midaita, shaloi b'shasava, like Reb Shimon is going to be asa, and like the Chum is going to be mutton, it's a svara afucha. Reb Shimon is meko by a shira, but as is midaita, and like the Chum it's asa by a shira, and it's mutton midaita. How you talking? Shemu shemayim, we have another machlekes. Elamai, what do you have to say? Tzagai, so the Echa Shulchan, Dvar, he has this cheshbin, and therefore he has a problem. He argues with him. He says a pella on the mechabe. How the mechabe could be meko shall be daita shall be shas talva. I think kapshuta is if you look in the rishonim, and then I'll make the kashiv in shtaka. How did the rishonim know to argue with the Rambam and hold that midas is a mutter? Well, they brought a raya from bishas talva that you see Rabbi Shimon the only asses. Because at the time you're going to have Hashavas HaAvit. And we know that Bishas Talva, there's no Chiv Hashavas HaAvit. So Rishim and Zichu would be Mekel Bishas Talva, and the Chomet don't argue, so it must be the Chomet Ho, that Bishas Talva is Mutter. They mamish, the Yishonim did mamish this the other way around. They proved from Reb Shimon that Midas is Mutter, because you see Bishas Talva, there's no Chiv Hashavas HaAvit, even if Rishim will be Mekel, and we don't argue, we only argue about Ashira, so it must be we'd be Maida to be Indaita Bishas Talva. The Pelis, these Yishonim, what did they do? Shalei Bishas Talva, I can make the same argument, punkt faket. But Shalei Bishas Talva, Reb Shimon was Zicha Asa, so how could the Chachamim be Mekel? We don't see another Machlokes. And they hold in the Chachamim even Shalei Bishas Talva Tzmota. Mamish Apella. A really good Apella. What are they doing? And Lamai is a Dava Pashit. Dava Pashit is what were they really doing? What the Rishonim were trying to prove to you is when the Pasuk says Lo Zachboil or Lo Yachboil, what does the word Chavala mean? Zok the Rishonim, Chavala means Baal Karchai. Chavala means you rip it out of the guy. You go into his house and you snatch it away from him. That's Chavala. Midaita, that's not Chavala. Chavala means you do it by force, Baal Karchai. Their proof is from Rabbi Shimon Bishas Talva, that Rabbi Shimon would hold its mut, and the Chum don't argue. So you see the Chum also hold its mut, Bishas Talva, is a raya that Chavala now means Baal Karchai. Good. Once we establish that Chavala means Baal Karchai only, now it's not a kasha, what to do by Shalei Bishas Talva when it's Midaita, why is it Mutta? Because I proved to you that the word Chavala, Loi Sachbo, means Dafka Shalei Midaita. But if it will be Midaita, it's Mutta. And if you want to know what Rabbi Shimon will hold in that case, I hold Rabbi Shimon will also hold its Mutta. I like Rabbi Shimon's Chash, Rabbi Tishem, Rabbi Shechenoseh, should reply even Shalai Bishas Talva Midaita. No. Rabbi Shimon has a pasuk. He's not going to argue with the pasuk. The pasuk says Lo Sachbal. Lo Sachbal means Dafka Baal Karcha. That's what Lo Sachbal means. Rabbi Shimon just saying, which Amana then is Dashin in time of the cross? Only an Amana Ani and Ashira. But he's not going to say that the Issa is even Midaita if the pasuk says Faket. The pasuk says Lo Sachbal is Dafka when you do it by force. The pasuk doesn't say when you do it Midaita. And I could give you a tam. The tam is Bishloim if you do it by force. And you're causing a mighty shema b'shchenoseh by force. So then Rabbi Shimon would say, that's not nice. That's what the Torah is coming to Asa. But if she did it willingly, voluntarily, she gave it to you, me, it was midaita, that's not a problem. If she gave it midaita, I don't care about the Shemra. She doesn't care about the Shemra. I don't care about the Shemra. She's giving it midaita, so I don't have a problem with that. It's just we're proving, Dr. Yishayim, that sachboil means by force. Im kinem advarim, then I would say the same exact thing to the Taz. The Taz proves from Reb Shimon that must be his time. He asked his Grusha and Basula and all single women. Fakert. I would say that if the Torah says almana, it's al kochach dafka almana. Reb Shimon is only dashina the crow. Which almana? Almana which is ania, not almana which is ashira. But to now stretch it and say it's almana means even other single women, which is not in the pasuk, that even Reb Shimon wouldn't do. Don't say, oh, Reb Shimon didn't argue Reb Shimon. Even Reb Shimon holds that Grushim Basula would be mutter. For the same chajun, because the Torah only says almana. Aye, his time passes even by Grushim Basula? No, you could say the Torah is more kosh by an almana. Because Liba Shavu, like the Shach says, or like the Tumim Mamish says in Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon only asks it because Amanu is Liba Shavu, she has a more sensitivity towards this Kshash and Maite Shemra. But whatever you do, but to say that you use the Tam Reb Shimon to add more stuff to what the Torah says, that's a chiddush. Just like we won't use Reb Shimon to add Shaloi Bishas Avam Midait is also, so we won't do it to add Basula and Grusha as well. It's just a. The Chejun of the Taz, if he's right, then I have $1 million cash of what to do with Shalei B'Shas Avam, Midaita. Elamai, the Chayr, the Taz of Chejun is not Muskim. The Chayr, it's a Shreya Chejun. No, I'm just proving that I don't know about the Taz is Raya. The Taz is Raya, I can get out of the Taz is Raya. Now, La Halacha, we Paskin, I told you, the Achronim Paskin like the Shach, there is a Mashmais Rishonim like the Taz. What to do, Lamais, I'd be a bit nervous to do. But I'm just saying that, I'm just bringing a Raya, the Chayr, not like the Taz is.
No, but you're your cheshbon after you buy the cheshbon comes out like the shah.
The chayr would come out to be matcha. Means you can be matcha the rai of the taz to go like the shah. It's not muchach, but you can.
It's not what the shah is saying, though.
The shah is also saying that zafka because liba shava v'doyik.
Getting in the idea of a doyik high time of a shav bruji. You're not saying that. You're saying it's b'chlaulis.
Because the Torah says almana, but why don't we learn out to other things? Maybe the Torah is only makbid by almana because li b'shava v'doyik. Maybe. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi. So what would be like this? The tshuvas hilchas halachas katanis peladik tshuva chelik beisim and peiches. You can look it up if you don't believe me. Over there was a maisa almana shenishtadcha. They read a shidduch to almana and she got engaged. Baruch Hashem mazel tov. The minhag was is that the husband, the future, the fiancé, what they do is he sends her clothing to change her big day amanusa. The widows used to get dressed in, I guess, black clothing, I'm not sure exactly, and they used to send the, once they got engaged, they used to send her white clothing, big delavanim, they should send her white clothing, because now she's already starting a new chapter in her life, she's no longer an amana, and she's going to get married, Baruch Hashem. The shaila to the halachas karanas was, is now that the husband, the fiancé, sent her these white clothing, she's no longer wearing big down manusa, do you have a right to be mamashkin her? Are you part of this issa or not? And zogta halach is ketanis, I'm going to say over the lashon. He holds its mutter. Why? Because once she changed clothing, shuv loy chos rachmana alei, the alei didei kosamcha, because she's relying on her fiancé, she's engaged, disheis Yisrael lo yaso avlo, certainly he's not going to back out at a shidduch, certainly he's going to go through with the shidduch, and now she's covered, she has a fiancé, no, I'm trying to put in words, to protect her, I don't know, and the male is no more issa of amana. Merafsin igra, what? No,
not even
no, it was a shidduch.
Just a
shidduch. Maybe tanoim.
No, before you said aman or eirzin,
no, not eirzin. It was in a shidduch. They maybe made tanoim. They broke up tela. That's it. Now comes along and zok there that once she's engaged, there's no more issa. There's a minchas soilus in mitzvah samachay who says that abezayim. Maybe it can be the love of aman of yasam leisan. And also maybe once she's engaged, she's no longer an amana. Maybe like this halachas ketanis. Then goes the other extreme, maybe even when she's remarried, you still have this other akronim go, okay, but he goes with this halakha, it's a mamisha blitz.
What's the difference? What's the difference? We start on our monitor.
Okay, fine. Good.
You can't say anything different.
Good. The bottom line is, Baruch Hashem,
that distinction would verify, would support the whole time is a leif shover. Not a leif shover anymore.
I don't know about that. I would still say she's a leif shover, but all right. Maybe the smasra, she has no one to protect her. Oiza v'saymik, now she has a fiancé to protect her. Maybe, I don't know, maybe for it's better in the smasra.
You know, she's upbeat now.
She's upbeat, but she still had a hard time. She's not there yet, you know what I mean? All right. But Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, I found is a sefer called Kerem Shloimoy. Off a note over here, he brings out the halachas kananis, and it's nearly the toyes who? It's a toyes. He says he doesn't understand it. The chol is man, shaloi nisa le'ish avada shem amana alei. To all as far as you want. Bottom line is, she's not remarried, she's still an amana, there's still a nisa. You can't play games. Sorry? Why? Because she's engaged.
It's not, they're not watching,
okay, that's Reb Shimon's time. We're going into Chachamim's time. All right, Lamaise, I would say it's a Dava Pasha, not like the Halakha Tzadim, but I can't argue, but Brooks and the Karen Shlema argues, and especially if you go, I don't know, if you go with the Taz from Reb Shimon, you want to say Reb Shimon's Torah doesn't apply? Okay, I don't know. All right, I think Halakha Avad, he should be Machmir, even if she's engaged. Okay, let's continue. Zakta Mechaba Vaita. The other v'chaval beged almano. If someone did take this beged almano, magzirin mimeno bal krocha, you have to give it back. And sorry, she's a shemeres yavam. She's still an almano. I would say the same thing. She's still an almano. Who gives a shemeres yavam? Oh, like the halach is katanis. Yeah, maybe and a kanamik.
Zika,
yeah,
but now that we do
Khalisa,
doesn't
matter. She's close to Zika. Oh, yeah, he's right. His whole story is because Shay says, they're going to go through with the Shidduch. You don't know that the Yom is going to go through. Maybe we'll do Khalisa. So, you don't have the Cheshvin. All right, fine. If you took it, you have to give it back. And again, Chazar Sashir, if you hold the Yavad Loit Mahanis, you have to give it back right away. Loit the Mechaba, the Rashba, the Ramban, the going points it on Sifkan Lamedalit, then it wouldn't be Miyad, and you would only have to give it back Bashas Malacha. And again, the going says Mashmois of the Mechaba here, Barkoch is Mashma even Miyad. Okay, so he has a steerist Sifov, the Mechaba said only Bashas Malacha, and how he's saying Barkoch. All right. Vim Taida. Now, you got to give it back. So how are you going to get paid? So Vim Toida, if she's made it, she owes you the money, Tishalim, she'll have to pay. Vim Tichba, but if she denies owing you the money, then Tishava, she'll have to make a Shvua. Fine, she'll have to make a Shvua.
What's a Chiddush in this?
What's a Chiddush in this? Okay, that's my actually asked Akasha, what's the grace of Chiddush over here? And the Shach says the Chiddush is, the Loinayim, and Kevin, the Ema Mashkin, and Isa, Filo Pi Bezin, and Cain, we would say, Filo Toida, Loi Tishalim. Like it's a special dispensation for an almana, they can get off of the chayiv. The kachash miyun and David got them a mashkin. So we come back and bezin chayiv in a sala fraya or the kachem toide the shalom v'm tichpa tishava. It could say, they don't have to say as they write the chiddush that we would get a letter off the hook, but we enough that bezin wouldn't intervene and force her to pay and force her to make a shrua, because just like we don't force her to give a mashkin, we don't force her to make a shrua. That would have been a havimina mashmalah, not like that. What?
Like
oh, I know a special din like for Namana. You see, now I go hard on the Vamashkin. Maybe that would have been the din. Who are then not the Bezin should get involved in other areas as well? Kamash Malan not. All right. As Isaac, now, Grada Desma and Nishak both point out that Im Tichba Tishava and Vintoida Tishalam, as if she denies it, she has to make a shur. Ah, you have a migo. You already took the mashkin. You look how you have an upper hand. You have a migo because you either deny ever taking the mashkin, or even if you took the mashkin, you could deny that you still have it because I returned it, and then you could be nemun b'migo that she owes you the money, b'migo that I could deny ever having the mashkin. Then this man shak posay in a claim.
What's the mashkin got to do with the verification of the denial of a loan?
I'll tell you why. Because if I want, if you don't believe me that she owes me the money, because if not, I'll just hold on to the mashkin. If I'm a liar, if I'm a crook, I'll just hold on to the mashkin. And I'll get my way anyway. The mashkin covers the amount of the chayiv, I'll get my way anyway. So it's a migah, believe me that I must be telling the truth, that shitaka owes me the money. You have to know migalaitz, it's a migalaitz, because you have the mashkin, because you can go into it. But this man shak both say that therefore we're talking about where you don't have a migah, dafka where you don't have a migah. I mean, there are edim who know that you took the mashkin, and there are edim that know that you didn't give back the mashkin. The Edom that see the mashkin still buy you, because to the extent you could get around either one to say that I never took it or to say I returned it, and you have a migo, then in Nechanam you'd be Neman, and you don't have Vim Tichba Tishava. No, you'd be Neman, and you could force her to pay.
Isn't there a Stacho?
And?
It's the Stacho and Mavia.
That what? That she owes? Maybe there's no Stachayv, maybe you don't have the Stachayv anymore, it was a Milva Peh, or maybe you lost the Stach. Why not? No, Chalik, if you have a Milva, you'll have to take a mashkin.
After the
Havoah, you're allowed to take a mashkin. If she's Moy, you mean then if she's Kaifa. So you go into the thing. If you make a tfisi, we once had the ksais at the beginning of the simon, pashas, so you can do, you can get a bezin, so you'll have Edom. If you have a milvah pair with Edom, then you'll be able to make a mashkin. Or let's say she gave you the mashkin midaita, so then you have it. Whatever it is, any way where you have a migo, you'll be Neman. All right, let's continue. Other mashkin, if you lost this mashkin, Oy Nisraf, Kaidim Sheyakse, the Malva blew it. He lost this mashkin before he returned it, so he was over a lav by taking it, and he never was menatek the lav to give it back, like he's going to get Malkis, because it was a lav and did the glass, but he blew it. He was never menatek the lav, he never gave it back. And the Shach brings down many Rishonim argue, the Shach brings down Sifkan Dalid, the Ravid, and other Rishonim who argue and say that even if you lose it, you're still not loika, because when you lose it, you're going to have to deduct against the Chayiv the value of the Mashkin. So it's as if you're paying for the Mashkin that you lost. Ve'en loiku mashalim. Just like Alav and Nitiglasei doesn't get Malkus, or Alav, which is Nitin Letashlumim, you don't get Malkus. So by me losing it, it's going to cost me. So it's like Alav and Nitin Letashlumim, so if I won't get Malkus. And the Chinuch argues, and many Rishonim argue. So La Alokha, Lav Dafki, you'd get Malkus. But anyway, that's the Mechaba Paschans you do. But Medvam Ramun Zakta Mechaba, Sha'asa La Mashkinoi, Hu Ba'atzmoi, there's a second half of the sif. We're going on to a new thing. When do we say that it's also to take a mashkin to go into his house? V'shasli konsa beitzamash afilu shlik bezinu, even a loiv is now going to his house, loiva is dafka by a loiva. Avalo arev, but to take from a arev is moto. L'mashkin v'zraya loyalpi bezin v'likonis lebeisa lita l'mashkin. For a arev, you're allowed to force your way in. You, the shliach bezin, there's no isa leisave or beisa lavat avaitai. It doesn't pass by a loiva, by an arev, only by a loiva. Why? Zaktis ma, avala arev moto, bigamura yalefla midichsiv, loisave el beisai. And we dash in el beisai de loiva davka azere rachmono, avala beis ha arev, loyaz rachmono. Davka by a loiva, there's an iso, and not by an arev. Exeris akosiv. Sorry?
If you owe me the money, this guy doesn't really owe me the money.
Good. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya got the Istakasha, the Tukhoi, the Svarz. And he says, maybe Faker, he says, the Loiva was desperate, he was forced to go into these terms. So you're forcing him, you're hurting him. The Arif came into it voluntarily. So for him, let him get the Mashkin. All right, the other Svarz to be Machalik. Whatever it is, it's a Xeris HaKosif.
The Arif and Amonu is also same Bechaya.
$1 million cash. We're going to get to a blinder. I don't know if we have time tonight. I want to get to it. I don't know if we're going to get to it. But hold on to it. Let's just continue Mechaba and I'll revisit this ma. Zog to Mechaba. So an Orev is Mutter. And I'm skipping over the Ramah. Elam Kain, who Orev Kablan, unless he's an Orev Kablan, if he's an Orev Kablan, which is that Bishas Tava, he told me that he's going to be a Kablan, Tain Loi, and I'll give you Bateris Kablan. It's as if the Kablan took the money from the Malva and gave it to the Loiva. It's as if he is the Loiva, and he in turn is now being Malva to the Loiva. So he is the Loiva, Shazdinik Loiva, he's just like a Loiva. So then for him, it's also just like a loiva. The God of the Balachumis, where this is coming from, says another svara, maybe it's one svara, depending on the gifts you have in the Balachumis. He says it's legara from Zakvin Olav Bemuva, which we're going to see about, and if you Zakvin Olav Bemuva, then even Shar Chiyuvim turn into a halva. So to this, Arev Kablan turned into a, it's just like a Shar Chiyuv that was Zakvin Olav Bemuva, that's going to be Chayiv. We're going to have to get back to this as well. Hold on, just want to finish the Mechaba. V'chein zok the Mechaba, mi shi yesh lo schare etzach chaveri. Anyone has any type of rent, etzach chaveri, any type of chiyuv of schiris, bein schar atzmoy, an employee. See, he does it to get paid. Bein schar be'emtoy, he rented out his animal, his car, or kelov, or schar beisoy, if it's rent, any of schiris dik in yonim, mutil le'mashkanoy shloy api bezin v'likonis le'beisoy le'mashkanoy. You're allowed to enter his house for the same drosha. Le'beisoy shaloyva, v'loy le'beis ha'soycha, v'loy le'beis, all these things of a masker, of an employer, you're allowed to do it. It's only by a loyva. V'mzokav alav ha'schar ba'alva, then it's going to be also because that turns into Ava. So even though he owed to you as wages, but now if you zok from the love b'muva, it turns into Ava, and now it's going to be also. But without it, the Issa, the Torah Rabbi say, is dafka by a loiva, not by any other form of chiv, not an orev, and not schiris, and zok teshach, v'chein gozal, u'gzeilosi be'en, or yafilo etziya gazlin, v'niskav to make zeilosi b'muva, mutu l'mashkin b'atzla, you're allowed to take it from a gazlin, and the Pesukei Shem who says, all other mazikim as well, the guy was maziki, you're allowed to take a mashkin by force into his house. The Issa is dafka by beisa shaloiva.
By Arv Kablan, can you go directly to the
Loiva? By Arv Kablan, you're allowed to go either one. You're allowed to go to the Loiva.
You're not allowed to go to the Arv Kablan.
By an Arv, you have to go to the Loiva first. By an Arv Kablan is stronger, then you're allowed to go straight to the Arv Kablan.
Arv Kablan, what does that mean?
In Halacha, you're allowed to go to him, but you're not allowed to take a mashkin from him. You do matter, he has a chiv, he has a direct chiv, but you're not allowed to be a mashkin him. But we're talking about the Issa Mashkin. You're now allowed to go enter his house to take a Mashkin by an Arif Kablan.
So
you're allowed to go among him, but you can't take a Mashkin from him.
Can you go directly to the Loiva? Since he became the Loiva, what's Cheshvan Arif Kablan?
Right.
He became the
right. Yeah, but it's you can't go to a Loiva. It's like you have right. It's like you have two Loivas, him or him. You have a choice who to get from. Okay, Rabbi.
How does a debt wages become a milva?
Okay, we're gonna have to discuss it. We're not gonna have time tonight, but Belinda, the next week we'll discuss. I just want to go back to the Sma. What we see from the drash is dafka Loiva, not any other chiv under the sun. Every other chiv, you have a right to enter the guy's house by force and take a mashkin. Now, how do we know this? Because the draws a leisav el beisoy. If you look in the Gemara says like this: leisav el beisoy is the fuke beisoy shel arev. Because the pasuk says Tzasha Beisai Beisai Shaloyve not Arif, and the Gemara Dashens also a pasuk in Nach, because it says in the pasuk Lokach Bigdoi Ki Arif Zor. You're allowed to take a beged from this person because he's an arif zor. He's a fremd person. He's an arif. You're allowed to take from him. You don't have the problem of being mamashkin bal karkai. Then the Gemara says v'dov acher. We dash in Beisoy, and not for all shar schiris, skar kosev, skar, all these things, skar behemah, skar kelim, skar bayis, all that's muta. So if you look in the Gemara, Kipshuta, the Gemara has a drosh of Beisoy, and we dash in Beisoy, not Arif, and Beisoy, not schiris. That's a dova acher. So if you would have asked me, I would have told you, it's two drushes in the Gemara. The second drusha doesn't hold it. The first drusha maybe, the first drusha doesn't hold it. The second drusha maybe. So different drushes. Comes along this ma and puts everything together. From one leisav and beisa, we dash in even oref. Even though we're using that very same drusha, because we paskin, lafuki, all the other chiyuvim as well. But the ma learns it's not a makloikis, and one drusha works for everything. However, you look in the Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam, by an oref, he says, how do we know by an oref it's a moto? He brings a pasuk in Novi. Because it says, lokak bigdai. Ki Arev Zar. Ki Arev Zar. He brings a different drasha. And then he brings down this halacha of all the shas chiyuvei schiras. That pasha is from Beisai. So l'chayra, the Rambam has two different drashas, and the reason, and already the Achrayim, the Gilurei Trumis, and the Tumim all ask on the Rambam what's going on. L'chayra is also learned out from Beisai, what is he doing? And Baruch Shem, I found the Yad David, and there's a sefer, Yad David over here, in Bav Mentir Kuf Tezvav, there's a sefer, Ein HaChokhma, it goes on mitzvahs, but on page Kufla Megillah Mebeis, he also says the Pshat in the Rambam is, because Rambam learned Gemara Kepshuta, that's two different Lishaynis, and they argue with each other. We paskin like the Lishna Basra, Kedarka b'kaydesh. So we pass in the Beisai is learned out to Fuki all other chiyuvim. How do we know Arev? That's taka from the pasuk in Novi, not from the pasuk of Beisai. That's pasuk in Arev ki Arev zon.
Good.
Yeah, that's a giloy. The pasuk in Novi tells us a giloy. Now, zok to Rabbeinu, and I'll bring you a shtika raya. Rabbeinu Yonison on the Gemara, it's my shmois at least. Rabbeinu Yonison on the Gemara brings down the drasha to Fuki Arev, and he says, you know why? It's svara, and he gives you a reason. By other things, he doesn't give a reason, but here he gives a reason. What's the reason? Sekre ben Yenison, do you know why you're allowed to enter the Ari's house by Karcha? It's Kevan Shaloi Rotza Lahavosloi. Ela Yedei Arif, since you refuse to extend the Hava unless he gives you an Arif. So Ki'ilo, it's Ki'ilo that you Mishkenoi, you were Mamashkin the Arif, Beshas Hava Saidami. Since the terms were, the Arif knew loud and clear, I refuse to extend this halva unless he steps in. It's as if I was, as if I was memashkin from him b'shas the halva. To what he means, but I think what he means to say is that it's as if I was masna with the Arif that I have a right to take a mashkin from him. Because I refuse to extend this halva unless I have collateral, unless I have a backing from an arev. So it's as if I was masna with this arev b'shas halva, that I have a right to be mashkin with him. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonasan doesn't give this tam by the other chiyuvim. He only gives it, and the tam doesn't pass by his other chiyuvim. He doesn't give any tam by the other chiyuvim. So I think this could be the pshat. By the other chiyuvim, it's a pasuk beisai. By arev, we don't have that pasuk because we're passing the Lishna Basra. So we need to come on to a tam. This is the tam of the pasuk, why you're allowed to take from an arev, the pasuk in Novi, ki arev zar, because I brought in an ish zar, I brought him in because that was the deal. I refused to extend the avar unless he's in. Okay. The name, but he's talking. But I want to bring a raya from Rabbeinu Yonasan. Rabbi said it's very important. What I'm bringing in is because I was shmooze from last week, whether you could be masna with a loiva, that you could be mamashkin in bal karchai. And last week we had a riyaz that said yes, and this week we had a ramah that says no. So chayyur Rabbeinu Yonasan before yes. Rabbeinu Yonasan said that's the whole heta of Arev is predicated on this. As if I was mamashkin b'shas hava and made up with him that I'm going to take a mashkin from him even bal karchai, and it's mutter. So you see from him that you're allowed to be masna such a thing. Arev kavlin is asa. Because by an Arev Kavlin, he's mamish as Avi Aloiva. An Arev Kavlin is mamish Aloiva because it's as if he got the money and he relented to the Aloiva. Correct. The Arev is not Aloiva, but maybe the Torah asks even people who are not Aloiva. As long as the Chiv came machmas the Hava, because I The pasuk says kisasha when you lend out money. So maybe even the arika, since this came achiv machmas dalva that I extended to the loiva, anything in this arrangement, anything beneget that is chiv would be an isa leisavet avoytai leisikanis. I couldn't leisavet beisai. Kamash Molan, this new svara to allow me to go to an Arab. An Arab Kamlin is mamish like a loiva. I don't have the same svara because he is a loiva. It's as if he's not just a masna. No, it's more than a masna. He is the loiva himself. Right. But what, so let me ask you a question. So why don't we say by every loiva it's as if Kilo is masna?
Because no such thing.
Why not?
The Torah says
not like that. So maybe how did we know to make the svara? Torah says, if life is desperate, wants alva, so fine, he wants alva, we don't see anything extra. But if I brought in the Arab, why did I bring him in? Must be because I need that extra degree of collateral. Now, it's true when they bring an Arab Kablan, you see that same thing. But that you only see ki'ilu, but the Arab Kablan, you see that I need more by the for the loiva. But when you get to the Arab Kablan's chiv, that he's mamish like a, let's say a guy comes over to you and says, you know what, Reuven needs alva, I know you don't trust Reuven, lend me the money and I'll lend it to Reuven. So klapi me, your regular malva loiva relationship. That's what an Arab Kablan is. Arab Kablan is I'll take the money, it's as if I'm borrowing, and now I'm giving it to the loiva. So memela, he's a regular din loiva, so it's going to be awesome. I don't see a tanai by a loiva Arab Kablan could be. But if I went ahead and I brought in something extra, so you see, I need a collateral, so don't stop the collateral, only me daitoy. The collateral is, I want to be able to take a much of you no matter what. I know it's shver. I know it's shver. I know it needs a heads, but...
Okay, Arav Kavlan is a better collateral.
Arav Kavlan is not collateral. Arav Kavlan is a loiva. I lent him the money, so he's a regular loiva. So I have a regular deal like every other loiva. Okay, let me just throw out two more nekudas.
Doesn't have any shaitas to the third party.
Okay, let me just throw out one. Rabbi, I ran out of time. Let me just throw out two more nekudas. One nekudas is a Knesset HaGedoyla, and later on, I think it's Kuf Chavtes. I don't remember which simon it is. I would have to look it up. But he clears a shaila. What would be if it's a regular Arev, but the Arev makes up with the Malva? That you could collect mizegov and mizegov. You could collect from me first if you'd like. The halacha is an Arev, you're not allowed to collect from Arev first. You have to go to a loiva. An Arev Kamlin, you are allowed to go to the Kablan first. What happens if you have an Arev who's in the middle, who makes up with the Malva, you could collect from him first? What would be the halacha then? Would that be like an Arev Kablan that's also to do? Or would that would be like a regular Arev that's muta? Sorry?
What else is it, Arav Kablan?
Arav Kablan may be stag. Arav Kablan is as if I got the money and I lent it to the loiva. So God, I would have said like you, and especially since if you go over to Sefer Chumash Svara, that it's Lagara from Zakvan Alav Bimuva. So Lachayr, an Arav who makes up with the Malvet, he can come to me first. Lachayr, Zakvan Alav Bimuva, you should be Asa. But he, God, says it's Mutl. He says in the Bala Chumas, he says it's Dafka, an Arav Kablan, but an Arav who makes up, you can go to me first, is going to be Mutl. He's like a regular Arav. And Lachayr, Mraf's a nigger. Lachayr, it's Lagara from Zakvan Alav Bimuva. But at least, like Rabbeinu Yonah and Svara, that would work when you get to Arif. Because even an Arif who makes it, you can come to him first. But still, it's brought in as collateral. And it's as if I was massing with him, I could go in even Balkar. Okay, so then it would be Mutter, perhaps. An Arif Kalim would be different. And I know you don't like it, but I'm just saying that then I could hear a Chilik. Sorry?
What do you come to me first on Arif
Kalim? And in Mitzias, nothing. Just the wording. Arif Kalim is giving me the money and I'm giving it to him. And Arav is, no, give him the money directly. You're not giving me the money. Just I'm allowing, being mischayev myself, that you're allowed to come to me first. So even though the bottom line is the same, you don't have to go to the loiva first. You can go to me first, even though the bottom line is the same. But beside, I never got the money. So I was never a loiva of you. All right, that's one interesting nekuda. The second one I'll be messing with this is, once the Arav paid, it says I'm allowed to go to the Arav. And I went to the Arav, and I forced the Arav, or whatever. Let's say the Arav paid nicely. Could the Arav now go back to the loiva? Or once I got the Arav Kablan to pay, could the Kablan now go back to the loiva and take a mashkin from the loiva bal karchai, or not? Will he have this issa to go to the loiva bal karchai?
He's like every other fear. He's not.
So the Pesachei Choshen says like this, that if it's a regular Arev, then he's allowed or forced to go into the Loiva, because it's like every other Chiv. It's not, he never lent him the money. But if it's an Arev Kablin, that's as if he borrowed the money and relent it to the Loiva, then he's going to have an Issa, because he's now let it go in, because he is now relending, so to speak, the Loiva. So it is a Loiva Malva relationship, and he will have an Issa of Leisava El Beisai. Says like Pesachei Choshen. I would like to argue with the Pesachei Choshen. Now I hold that even by a regular Arev, he will be also to go back to the Loiva. And what's my reasoning? Avada, the Arev's chiyev to the Malva is not as if he borrowed the money. He didn't borrow the money. It's a zaita his chayvis mibachutz. But why does the Loiva have to pay the Arev? Why does the Loiva have to reimburse the Arev when he pays? Because it was a deal that the Arev is being paying the chayv of the Loiva midaitai. You don't have to dinner of Perei Chavish or Chavish Le Midaita. It was done Midaitai. He was Maitzi Mamen Alpiv. You instructed me, you were Mischaiv yourself, that I should Maitzi Mamen Alpiv. Every Maitzi Mamen Alpiv is a Halva. If you told me to buy you something, send me to the store and lay out the money for me, and I went to the store and I bought you something, and I bring it back to, okay, here's the suit I bought for you, and I laid out the money. You're not my loiva? I thought you're my loiva. When I paid the guy in the store, I lent you the money. I was mighty mum and alpiv. When I paid the malva on your behalf, I was mighty mum and alpiv. It's a regular alva. So that it's going to be also. Avad, it's now. Why the is chayiv to the malva? You're right. That's not a malva loiva.